Good evening, everyone. It's Saturday, the 19th of August, and I'm in bed, actually. It's 10 to 11 at night. I've only just got in bed. Don't know if you can hear this bang-bang music. Don't know where that's coming from. It's not enough to disturb me, however. But I'm glad I'm not their neighbours. Whoever it is, I'm just going to try and put my phone in a comfortable position. Well, for me. Not for the phone, so I don't have to hold it. Anyway, I got back from dialysis about 20 past nine. And Ronan and I decided to have pizza. Obi's down on a job at one of the air shows. There's a couple of air shows on. There's one in Sussex, Eastbourne. He's at the Kent one, which I think's at Henby, near Whitstable. He's not at the air show, he's working at the station to help with crowd control. And he'll be on his way home now. Shouldn't be that much longer, really. Because he did a 12-hour shift, 9 till 9. Anyway, we decided to have pizza, which I don't normally have. A, because it makes me thirsty, and B, because it's full of tomato puree and things that I have... To eat a whole pizza would be lethal. Pretty, quite bad, actually, to eat that. Especially the Domino's ones, which are smothered in it. So, after a lot of palaver, I managed to get mine. For a start, I haven't eaten it all. I've left half of it for Obi. We didn't get the big ones. Ronan and I had one each, but as I say, I've eaten some of mine. It was a bit dry, but it was nice, because I managed to have it without... sauce, any kind of sauce, no tomato sauce, no barbecue sauce, nothing. So that de-lethalized it a bit for me, in all seriousness. Anyway, I had tuna, red onion, green and red peppers, or red and green peppers, and sweet corn. I didn't have anything lethal like pineapple and olives and stuff. Anyway, it was nice. I needed cheering up. Well, it was Ronan's idea, though. Now, yeah, we had some really sad news at dialysis today, and I'm still reeling from it. We all are. It's even upsetting for the nurses. But our lovely Ali passed away today. We don't know any more details. It was sudden at home. I've talked about him on here before because he's the one who's had trouble with his potassium, but he was very careful and it had improved, and it wasn't his fault that he had so much trouble with it. It was because his fistula wasn't working properly and they had to make a new one. I just can't believe it, and I just can't imagine how his wife, she's devoted to him. Her name's Eileen. Ali was originally from Iran, but he's been over here about 40 years. They have two daughters who both live in Australia, in Sydney, actually. And one of the daughters has a three-year-old son, and the other daughter gave birth to twins in February, I think it was. And not long after, Ali and Eileen travelled to Australia for 5.5 weeks to visit their daughters and their grandchildren, and the other daughter that's already had a son was also expecting a baby, but they had to leave before that was due. She also had a girl, and they had a lovely time, and they really wanted to live in Australia, but because of Ali's health issues with his kidneys, he couldn't go. They'd even bought a house and everything out there, so they visited and had a lovely time. They were due to go to a relative's wedding in Spain a week and a half's time, but obviously that's not going to happen now. But they speak so nicely to one another, and when he rings her on the phone, he would always ring her to let her know what time to pick him up, and he'd say, "Hello, gorgeous," and everyone was always, "My lovely, all right, my lovely." And I keep hearing his voice in my head, how she must feel. I've only known him just over a year. But we spend quite a lot of time with these people because we spend more time with them than we do with members of our family. And we get to know them quite well, all their trials and tribulations with health and their family sagas and everything. And I keep hearing his lovely voice. We always enjoy talking about all the food that we shouldn't eat. I think he's enjoyed his life. But that doesn't matter. It shouldn't have ended that quickly. He was only, I think, about 71 or two. And it seems impossible that Valerie died 3 weeks ago, yesterday, on the 28th of July. And her son came in. I don't know if I said this on here. Her son used to come in every Saturday and stay with her, bring her in and stay with her and take her home. He always brought her in, but the other son would take her home. And then this older son would bring her in on Saturdays and sit with her and talk to us, and sometimes he'd bring cakes and stuff in. Last Saturday he came in, he couldn't stay long because he kept nearly bursting into tears. He was in bits. You know, he just told us what happened, which I'm not going to go into on here because it's, you know. And he said when the funeral was, it was a Wednesday, and Ali asked about sending flowers. And that was for a funeral on Wednesday. And little did we know, in a week's time from him asking that, and 3 days after her funeral, he wouldn't be here either. So there's just two of us left now from our old bay. It's awful. It was... We went in, it was my other friend who's in there, Carol, it was her birthday today, and I got her a card and that, and I knew she'd bring in cakes and everything, which she did, and it would have been such a nice time, but I got on, well, I got picked up by transport 2:45, and I was waited till 4:15 to be put on. That's the way it is sometimes. So I was sat there, and Carol came in, and we sang happy birthday to her. Everyone did. And everyone else came running. Oh, is it your birthday? Is it your birthday? And she came straight over to me and she said, where's Ali? Like that. And I said, I don't know. She went, he's not on the board. And I went, oh no. And I went to, I'm always the one that, she knows I'm always the one that's going to ask. That's why people tell me things. They know I'm the one that will voice things. And I called out to the nurse who'd put me on. She was over the other side taking somebody else off. Putting them on, I can't remember. And I said, Sunima, where's Ali? What's happened to him? And she said, I'll tell you later. And that was it. I thought, oh, God. Otherwise, she would have just said, oh, he's in hospital, or he's not coming today, he's not feeling well. And, you know, immediately... alarm bells rang. The fact that, because everyone's up on the board with their times and what bay they're in, and he wasn't on the board, and so, you know, we were already, you know, I was already thinking, oh no, I don't like this at all. And then there's this man in there. He's an African man. I don't know where he's from. I've never asked him, actually. He's 66. It was his birthday the other day. He was 66. Now, he's very much a Christian, and he's taken to coming and talking to me and reading the Bible. And I don't mind it sometimes, but... I mean, I don't mind it, because he's really nice, and I daren't tell him to go away, because I don't want to upset him and hurt his feelings. So he only stays about 10, 15 minutes. But he came over. Sometimes he does go on, though. He just, when he reads something, he just has to stop every sentence and explain it I don't need it explaining. But anyway, he's harmless and he's very kind. And I've made a rod for my own back, because I should have told him no at the beginning and I didn't. So I've only myself to blame. So I'm not complaining, but he was reading me something and talking and I didn't hear a word he said. Not a word. Because all I was listening to was the conversation in the background, which was Carol and her husband. And before that, I said to her husband, he came and said, good afternoon. I said, we're worried about Ali. And he went, yes, like that. And I thought, does he know something that I don't? And it turned out that he did, because I heard the conversation. I couldn't hear exactly what it was. In the end, I said to this man, could you stop, please, a minute? And I said, what's happened? And then they said, oh, Ali's passed away. And my heart rate went right up, and I know it actually did, because when I went in, my blood pressure was 106 over 53, and I said, oh, no, this is going to spell a bit of trouble today, because it started out low already. That's fine, but it's going to drop. But actually, it was all right, because I think when I was going and the nurse was taking me off, it was a different nurse, she said, she told me my blood pressure, and I said, oh, that's a little bit higher than when I came in. She went, oh, yes, your blood pressure was 145 over 72 when we took it. And then I went, when you first came in, and I said, oh, no, it wasn't. I said, it was under 106 over 53. And she said, oh, no, sorry, that was when you were taking it. We took it at 4:30. And you know what? That was the... When I was finding out about him and asking, and they told me my blood pressure was in the middle of being taken, it just proved to me how I really need to stop getting stressed. I mean, that was an exception, but I do get quite panicky and stressed about things at home quite often. How much my blood pressure went up in that instant, because it was 106 and suddenly it's 100, and it probably went down after that, because it usually does when I first go on anyway, even further. It shot up like that. And I said, oh, no, that's because I just heard that. I said it was actually taking my blood pressure when I heard about Ali. But he was laughing and joking the other night. He had a wicked sense of humour in a good way. He was a really nice man. He was a gentleman. I could tell you some funny stories about him, but I'm not going to. But he was a very, very lovely man, and she was a very lucky lady. And I just hate to think of her. She hasn't got any family here. They're all abroad. He's got a sister that lives nearby. I hope that she's not on her own tonight, because her daughters are so far away. And I just keep thinking of her on her own. I can't bear it. Because we knew her quite well too, because she was often in there, because she was always worried about him when he had these funny turns recently, in recent months. I think the first one was in December. Although I didn't think it was as long ago as that, but it probably was. This year's gone so fast. So that's another one. And someone so lovely. And I just can't believe I'm not going to hear him anymore. I can hear his voice so clearly. Things he used to come out with. He used to make us laugh. He was such a lovely man. We will miss him really, really terribly. We miss Valerie too, of course, Val. But she had been away for a while, and we had kind of got used to it. It wasn't a shock, because we'd had reports from Ali's wife, actually, when he was up there recently, a few weeks ago, that she was very unwell. And we knew she didn't have long, just by the descriptions. Oh, dear. It's a horrible thing, because we are forced time and time again there to face our own mortality, as if we don't do it enough anyway. Because we're all in the same boat. Okay, he might have had other health issues. I think he did. But, we're all in the same boat, basically. That's why we're all there. And, you know, you can be there one day and gone the next. Anyone can. But he was laughing about this man, you know, about the Bible thing, and I said, yeah, well, he keeps on explaining everything to me, and he was really laughing his head off about it all. And I said, I'm going to send him over to you next, Ali, if you keep laughing at me. And yeah, we all would love talking about food and all the things we shouldn't eat. And I don't think I know. He loved donuts. And we'd always get back to the same thing of talking about food. He liked custard donuts. And I said, oh, I don't like them. I like jam ones. He liked jam ones as well. Listen to that music. I hope she's not on her own, his wife. I just hope so. I mean, I hope not. I mean, I hope she's got somebody with her. After he'd had these incidents or episodes, especially the last one he had, which was at the dialysis unit, she never would go out of the building until he was on dialysis. And he used to say, oh, she's treating me like a child. But he said it in an affectionate way. Look, she's still out there. She waits till I'm on the machine. He laughed about it. And we said, well, it's because she loves you. He never wanted to do dialysis in the beginning. And he told me once when everyone else had gone home, but he said it to others as well, that his daughters came all the way from Australia to make him do it. And his wife made sure he stuck to all the diets and everything. Oh, life is sad. We will really, really miss him. I hope we get to see her again. But it'll be a long time, I think, before she would want to come in there. A long time. Because it will be too full of memories for her, I think. I can't get my head round it. Now, if I can't get my head round it, how must she feel? You know? Ali, well, we'll miss you. Obi always called him Alibaba. He's upset. Ronan was upset. Ronan's met him a few times. And he never even got his holiday. Anyway, I'm here. But yeah, I really can't get my head around it. I'm really struggling with it. How must his wife feel and his daughters? Oh dear, anyway, I hope I haven't depressed you all. I'm hoping Rona might make me a very small cup of tea in a minute. We did go ahead and have our cakes and stuff at tea time. I decided that he would want us to. He would have enjoyed them. Music. I don't know if you can hear it, but anyway, I'm gonna go now. Stopped. Not for long, I don't suppose. I'm feeling quite sleepy now. But I don't want to go to sleep too early because that's a fatal mistake. When I come home, I'll be awake in the middle of the night. Anyway, folks, I'll love you and leave you for now. And I will be back tomorrow with another piece of recording about something or other.